that simple joy and happiness that belong to the animal, satisfaction from the food, safety and sex. For me, it's not that anymore. It's much, much more than that. The field looks unlimited, really. I want to know everything, to do everything, to understand everything and all that. Let's come back to this path. I believe in my personal effort. I believe in that tobacco. I even firmly believe in that chance. Why should I? First of all, because I'm lucky. Have you seen the lucky people? They go gambling and every gambler will believe that I'm lucky. When are you lucky? When you're a winner, right? I'm a winner. I know that. I've told you that so many times. Each of you are the winner of a lotto, one in 300 to 500 million sperms. And you were not the best, you were not the fastest, you were the luckiest. That's it. So luck is there, okay? And we are all lucky. And we talk about it, but to us, luck has another meaning. That is the importance of luck that makes it exceptional to us. What is the difference? For us, the people who are walking this path, luck has another meaning. Because we don't believe that something comes from nowhere. We know there is some there. Whatever comes, comes from there. When I get lucky, my beloved noticed me. That's an attention. That's a gaze. That's a gift from him. So we appreciate it more. Let's hear it in Masnavi, maybe. Who is volunteer?
I will.
John. John is good.
How the hare brought the beast of chase the news that the lion had fallen into the well. When the hare was gladdened by deliverance, he began to run towards the beasts until the desert. Having seen the lion miserably slain in the well, he was skipping joyously all the way to the meadow. Clapping his hands because he had escaped from the hand of death, fresh and dancing in the air, like bough and leaf.
Here Rumi goes to one of those scenes he preferred to play with. He will give you an example, and he goes from this kind of feeling to the next, to the next, to the next, to describe it to us all. First of all, notice that. What happened, happened, okay? In each paragraph, when you want to know what is he talking about, you have to go to the last verses of the prior one, right? And in the last verse of the prior one, he was talking about this gift, the things that will happen to us. And he ended up to say that even this search, this yearning, this, which I said the word is yearning, talab, this yearning is also brought into existence by you. We were not here, we didn't know even to be curious to look for that treasure. You gave us that. So we are carrying a lot of the special thing here. The first thing special about us is curiosity. You know why? Write it down. The first thing is curiosity in this game. The first quality he put in us was curiosity. You know why? You should. Because even Peter knows. Yeah. Because it goes to the beginning, right at the beginning of the game. You remember how did we enter the game, Ahmed? Adam and Eve. That's us coming to the scene. And Adam and Eve are curious. Why? Because some bizarre thing is going to happen. Remember, the fruit of knowledge is over there. The Satan is close to God because this is the knowledge to the truth. And all that. Adam and Eve, they need this curiosity to pick up the fruit, right? We know that for you, all of you, you are picking up the fruit after you had a couple of bites. We know a little bit because our parents handed us something. Those are right at the beginning. They are monkeys. They know nothing. So they don't know that they have to pick up this fruit. And if they are, as they are supposed to be, naive, they are told that this fruit is no good, right? They have to be so curious to go and pick it up no matter what. So curiosity is basic in us, right? He said, you gave us this curiosity. You gave us all the possibility to jump to the occasion, to take the chance, to play the game the way you wanted it. If not, you know who was knowledgeable over there? This Satan. He was knowledgeable over there. We were the ignorant. We are the lucky one. He is punished. He's being punished. Because he was too clever. Right? He started to be a smart ass. So he's doomed. We took the risk. That one. Even that one was coming from you. And you remember the hidden treasure? He said, without seeking, you have given us this search. You have opened to all the treasure of beneficence. That was the ending of the last paragraph. So he said, we don't forget that he gave us curiosity. He gave us all the potentiality to find the treasure, because this is not a hide and seek, that the thing is hidden in a way that nobody should find it. This is like Easter egg. You know, you hide it with a lot of clues for the children to find it. So the treasure is like that. There is a lot of pleasure in finding the truth. I mean, the first glare of the truth in the heart will be like a firework, a lovely one like that. Now, here's the second, next paragraph. Again, let's start from the story. Is that okay? In the story, when this herd became happy getting rid of that powerful one, knocking the powerful driver down in the well of jealousy, he became like what? Like the leaves of the tree, because he's doing this. This will remind us what? That expansion of life in the earth that for Rumi is silently admiring the sun. He believes that the sun is the source of energy, and the plants are begging for it and thanking it. So they are standing up like this. He said, the rabbit became like that, happily turning around. Why? Because he escaped from the hand of death. We know that the rabbit was not really in danger. But here, rabbit is happy because he escaped the death. Remember, this was the role of the intelligence. Intelligence wanted us to remain safe, and the pleasure is there, right? Not be eaten. Rumi explained that no, this happiness is different. Yes, it is because he remained alive, but there is something else here. Let's see what's else here.